Hello and welcome to another edition of the 4K Blu-ray Review here on the Multimedia Men Podcast Network. We're on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Type in the Multimedia Men Network, type in Boomstick Comics into iTunes, and you'll find us. Click that subscribe button, please. I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest. And on our podcast network, we have wrestling shows, we have horror shows, we have music shows, and we have nerdy shows. And we have this Blu-ray 4K show where we review 4K and Blu-ray to see if you can spend your hard-earned money on stuff you might like. Today we are going to talk about Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, the most recent Jurassic Park movie. Yeah, it is on Blu-ray and 4K. We're going to review the Blu-ray today. It is a Blu-ray, comes with a DVD copy and digital copy as well. The movie came out earlier this year, as a matter of fact, the summer of 2018. It was made for about $180 million and ended up making $1.3 billion with a B. We don't know why. The movie was directed by J.A. Bayona, who gave us the horror film The Orphanage and A Monster Calls, produced by Frank Marshall and written by Colin Trevorrow, who directed the previous Jurassic World movie. So, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Let's jump right into this. This movie is just straight terrible. Don't get me wrong. The visual effects are really good. Other than that, the movie is awful. I don't know why anybody greenlit this movie. I really don't know, because it is actually really terrible. You almost think, like, trailers make it look like Die Hard with dinosaurs, because you see, like, a Velociraptor jumping out of a window with a fire explosion. It's not. It's terrible. So let's talk about this for a second. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, if you have not seen it, takes place a year or so after the events of the first Jurassic World movie, where we saw the actual Jurassic Park theme park open for business. It's like Disney World with dinosaurs. People are enjoying themselves. There's a resort. There's hotels. It's all the rage. But then, you know, there is a nasty dinosaur that is a hybrid, and it breaks out, and all the dinosaurs break out, kill people, yada, yada. You have Chris Pratt, Star-Lord, and you have who is this woman? I can never remember. Bryce Dallas Howard, Jessica Chastain. They're both the same person. Bryce Dallas Howard running in high heel shoes from dinosaurs. They save the day. They get off the island, whatever. A couple years later, the Jurassic World theme park is run down. There's really nobody there except for the dinosaurs. However, it has come to fruition, and it is known that there is a giant volcano on this island where all the dinosaurs are, and it is about to explode and erupt and kill all the dinosaurs. Which is where, in the trailer, you might have seen Jeff Goldblum reprise his role from the original Jurassic Park films. What you see in the trailer is basically all that you see of Jeff Goldblum through the whole movie. He really is in it for only like 30 seconds, if that. And I'm not joking. That is his scene there, which is kind of ridiculous. But so with this volcano about to erupt, there is kind of like a good guy played by James Cromwell, who I think is either was friends with or related to the original guy who started Jurassic Park. So he wants to take all of these dinosaurs and save them, kind of like Noah's Ark style, and bring them to another island. No cages, no boundaries, just put them on the island that is free for them to roam and survive. However, of course, there always is an asshole business guy ready to steal the dinosaurs' DNA or secretly take them for money, breed them for theme parks. But in this case, in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, this guy takes the dinosaurs and does an auction to people around the world to use them as weaponized animals. Basically, they want to attach lasers to them and fight wars and stuff like that. It's really horrible and stupid. So, first part of the movie is basically Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard back on the island with a couple of new people who, you know, are nameless and faceless, and try to save the dinosaurs from the volcano attack. So the volcano happens, it erupts, it's killing everything. They get some dinosaurs off the island, barely, along with Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. There is a very sad scene with a Brachiosaurus, one of those nice dinosaurs, being killed, being left behind. It was actually pretty heartbreaking, very sad. This movie is very depressing and gloomy. And the second half of the movie is at this gigantic compound, a house where all the dinosaurs are being housed underground and being sold at an auction to bad guys across the world for money. So, of course, the dinosaurs break out into this big mansion and start killing people. So, yeah, that's basically the movie. It seems like it was written by a 10-year-old, and the dialogue is that of a 10-year-old. It makes no sense. The only decent thing about this movie is the visual effects. They are top-notch. Dinosaurs look very realistic. The volcano looks realistic. Everything else in the movie is terrible. There is a little girl in the film who survives. She's about 8, but it just, her character is so not fleshed out at all that everything just seems terrible. Do not see this movie. Actually, I shouldn't say that. If you've seen all the Jurassic Park movies, you're going to want to see this, but you're not going to like this movie. There's just no fun to it at all. It's actually a rather depressing film. Yes, the Velociraptor Blue from the last film is in this one and super smart and is basically like a puppy dog with Chris Pratt. And of course, the T-Rex comes saves the day a couple times throughout. But it leaves it open for another film. We'll see how that goes. Basically, the dinosaurs are out in the open mainland, and I guess that's what the next movie is going to be. So yes, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, terrible film. But on the other side of that, the video and audio presentations, holy fucking Moses. They are top-notch reference quality demo style. If you have a good sound system and a good TV setup, 4K Blu-ray, oh my gourd. You are going to want to show this movie off because it is damn good. Clarity in the detail, the textures are just insanely good. You'll be able to see every scale on the dinosaurs. You'll be able to see all the different colorations, the browns, the greens, the tans, the black levels in these dinosaur skin up close and from wide shots. That's just that good. Even the CGI is fluid and smooth. Nothing looks pixelated. Nothing looks like, oh, hey, that is CG. No, it looks real. That's how good this video format is. Holy shit. The other detail of gory wounds, because there are some kills and you'll see some blood and a little bones. It's PG-13, so you're not going to see like crazy shit. But it is damn good. The lava looks lifelike out of the volcano, the plant life. Everything on the island is excellent. And it contrasts with kind of like the green and the blues with the red fiery oranges from the lava. It all looks pretty delicious and delightful. Colors, of course. I just talked about colors. It looks great. They're vibrant. They're luscious, everything about it. Detail, color here, excellent. Black levels, deep, inky, there's no crush, there's no shadow. Skin tones, completely natural. Damn good. Video noise, you don't really see it. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm just talking too much and got too excited. I had to take a drink of water. I'm sorry. I'll be right back. I told you I'd be right back. I'm right back here. So skin tones are natural. Video noise is not really there. Aliasing, banding all of the issues that would plague something like this are not there. This is a damn good video presentation, demo worthy, of course. Let's talk about that audio. The audio comes with a DTS X soundtrack, meaning it's basically Dolby Atmos. But Dolby and DTS are different. So Dolby Atmos, Dolby has Atmos, DTS has X, and it's fantastic. So this sound is like just so impressive, this DTS X option. The sound effects, holy shit, they're everywhere. When the island erupts with the volcano, you'll hear all these fireballs come from all over the place. Like they're coming down in your living room. They're coming from the rear speakers, the side speakers, the height speakers, the front speakers. And it has like a fluid motion of range. Like you'll hear one fireball fly from one end of the house to the other. Very smoothly. The sonic intensity is hardcore. It is excellent. It's high. The bass, every dinosaur roar and noise and volcanic sound has a very deep low end that will rumble the walls. It's excellent. Helicopters and cars rumble. You'll hear it above on the speakers. Rain pours down. It's excellent. The action sequences are just all what you want in an audio presentation. It's that good. Ambient sounds of nature, and even in the house with the auction stuff, you'll hear it all over the place from the rear speakers. Nothing. Your speaker system will get a workout here. Let's just say that. It is damn good, demo worthy. You'll even hear like buzzing flies and mosquitoes, and you'll like probably slap your face. You're like, oh my God, there was this mosquito on my face. No, there wasn't. That was the sound of the movie. It's that good. Oh, I love it. And then the dialogue, crystal clear, along with the score of the film, which it has elements of the original score. Otherwise, it's pretty forgettable. But when that that comes into play, you'll feel right at home. But yes, this is damn good. Dynamic range is wide. LFE is excellent. This is damn good. Audio and video, excellent, excellent presentations here. I just wish the movie was better. Let's move on to the extras, because holy shit, there is a ton of extras. Let's just go down the list, shall we? We have a 3-minute extra called On Set with Chris and Bryce. And this is kind of a look at the two actors and their chemistry and their performances. That's what it is. There's also a 5-minute extra called The Kingdom Evolves, and this is kind of a look at the film and where it takes place within this new trilogy, and it kind of explores the director's style and direction he took this movie. Cast and crew interviews with both of these. There's a 3-minute extra called Return to Hawaii, and that's kind of a very, very quick look at returning to actual Hawaii on location to shoot the film. There's a 6-minute extra called Island Action, and this takes a look at some of the behind the scenes of how they filmed the biggest or some of the bigger action sequences of the film. And then there's a 6-minute extra called Aboard the Arcadia, and this is a look at how they built the ship, like the watership boat on the soundstage, and how it played a big part of the movie, as well as looking at some of the practical dinosaur effects and animatronics. Pretty cool. There's also The Birth of the Indoraptor, a 4-minute extra, which is the new dinosaur in the film, the new bad dinosaur. That is a, how would you say, a hybrid of a Velociraptor and a T-Rex, basically. So there is that. There is a 3-minute extra called Start the Bidding, and this is how, when the dinosaurs break out and start killing all the auction people, that's how that's discussed here. There is a 2-minute extra called Death by Dino, and this is where one of the film's unlikable characters gets killed off. So they talk about that here for a couple minutes. Then there's a 3-minute movie called Monster in a Mansion, and this is where the director talks about one of the big scenes in the movie, in the big mansion that I talked about earlier, and how it relates to 1979's film Dracula, which is kind of cool. There's a four-minute extra called Rooftop Showdown, where it talks about the big climactic sequence on top of the roof. There is a three-minute extra where all about Jeff Goldblum's character. There is a seven-minute extra called The Visual Effects Evolved, talking about how the visual effects have come from 1993 to this present day and how they're used. It's pretty cool. There's a 10-minute extra called Fallen Kingdom, The Conversation, where Bryce Dallas Howard, J.A. Bayona, Colin Trevorrow, Chris Pratt, Jeff Goldblum talk about Jurassic Park. That is one of the fun moments of fun extras of this Blu-ray. There is a 2-minute extra with the actor Justice Smith, who performs on set a song. And then there's a 12-minute extra, all kind of separated, with called Chris Pratt's Jurassic Journals, where he kind of goes around set and talks to all the cast and crew of the movie. Kind of fun. And then there is a 3-minute one called Jurassic Then and Now, presented by Barbasol, which is like the shaving cream canister. This is basically a montage of big scenes from the whole franchise. Kind of fun. So yeah, most of these are kind of the same extras, being behind the scenes, how they crafted certain scenes. They could have all been in one section. However, there's a ton of them. There's about an hour worth of extras, but they all kind of show the bigger scenes and how everything was created. It's fun because Chris Pratt's character, I mean, Chris Pratt on screen is always fun. He's charming, but he just looks like he has a good time. So Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, it's a tough one because the movie is so terrible. However, for those fans of Jurassic Park, you're going to want this in your collection because the video and audio presentations are demo worthy. They're damn good. You're going to want this. And then the extras, of course, there's tons of them. I would say recommend this because you just kind of want it in your collection, because you're going to want to have all of them in a row to watch at some point in time. But yeah, Blu-ray, DVD, digital. There's even an interactive experience sign where you can play with Blue, meaning kind of like the Pokemon Go app, where you can like film something in your house and then you have this app where you can just place a Blue right there, and he does stuff on your phone. So there's that as well. So yeah, give this a purchase when it becomes cheap enough. As of right now on Amazon, it's about $25. Don't spend that for this. Please consider buying this for less than $15. But yeah, there it is, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.